your Bibles here today. Amen. I won't preach. I won't hold you long. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 19. One of the shortest texts that you'll hear me read right here today. Amen. Very short text, but I probably got more than I can preach. Amen. And this is a lot of time. Hallelujah.
All right.
1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 19. Quench not the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen. Quench not the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the Word of the Lord. A great deal of Protestants, which is who we are, act today as though, amen, the Spirit of God were not even in the world.
All
amen.
Right, let's see, Lord.
He is ignored. He is set aside. Praise God. I like Brother Daniel says terms that sticks with you. I like what Brother Daniel says a lot of times. He said if the Holy Ghost would hit most churches, it'd scare them half to death. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Why? Because we act as though he's not there. Amen. We act as though that he's not even present. Well, amen. I really want to stress this today. We need the Holy Ghost in this house.
You're right.
Praise God. Every single service, I don't want to have church without him.
Right.
Do you?
No.
Amen. I don't even want to try to gather in here. Amen. The whole purpose, brother, of having church.
Yes,
we got a little bit of a program that you go by, but that program can go out the window at any time.
Amen.
Amen. If the Holy Ghost don't come by, we're going to have a few songs. We're going to have prayer quick. We're going to pray for the sick. Amen. We're going to have some preaching.
Yeah,
there's some things that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, when the Spirit of God comes by, he takes over.
Yeah.
Some things begin to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
And I want you to know, and we are to pray in this fashion and in this manner. Spirit of God, you come by and take over at any time. Amen. Because when he does, when he shows up in the house, you'll know it. Amen. And you won't leave the same. Praise God. Amen. Many churches, they just ignore his presence. Amen. If the Creator were to deal with us powerfully, amen. I want you to know this. If somebody said, if there was a God in heaven, I dare him to strike me dead right now. You ever heard him talk about that?
Yeah.
Amen. I've heard people be that ignorant to say such a thing. Let me tell you something. He's more than powerful. He don't even have to strike you with a bolt of lightning. Amen. All he have to do is put your heart out of beating. You'd be gone. Amen.
That's it.
Come on now. But God is a powerful God. But I'm so glad that God doesn't deal with us in his power. Amen. I'm glad that God deals with man in his spirit. Hallelujah. Brother Tommy is all on my message. Brother Tom was all on my message, so I knew it was the Lord's will for me to follow through right here. Praise God.
Come on now.
Amen. God deals with man through the means of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And aren't you glad of that? Praise God. Man has a spirit, and man has a soul, and man has a body. Praise God. Let me tell you something. These old bodies are going to lay in the grave one of these days, but and they will be reunited. I don't have time to get in the resurrection. That's not my topic here today. Amen. A fellow told me one time that our spirit doesn't need these bodies. Well, amen. I can't go into all that, but according to God, they do. Amen. Because one of these days, praise God, every man, woman, boy, and girl that's ever died, and that body goes back into the earth from which it came. Praise God. And that old body's laying there, and their spirit goes on, amen, to live with God. Praise God. Their spirit goes on to live in eternity, I should say. Amen. But one of these days, praise God, when Jesus either comes back, amen, and raptures this church away, amen, and he calls us, the dead in Christ shall rise first, either the dead, whether you go by the way of the grave, amen, or we which are alive and remain, brother, one of these days, he's going to rejoin that body with that spirit. Come on now. Great God. How's it going to happen? It's going to happen in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Jesus is going to come back riding on the clouds of glory, and he's going to give a shout. Amen. Great God. And how's it going to happen? Well, I can't tell you exactly, but I know this. When he stood at the tomb of Lazarus and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. You know what happened to Lazarus? He He got up, amen. He still had the grave clothes bound about him. He got up, amen, and he lived. I like what that old black preacher said. That old black preacher said that if the spirit hadn't known which Lazarus he was talking about, every man ever named Lazarus would have got up out of a grave. I believe that, amen. That's how much power is in the name and in the word of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The answer, pray. Amen. And yet in his power, I'm glad that God doesn't deal with us in his power, but he deals with us in his spirit. Amen. And yet it is possible for all men to resist God. That's how you can, amen, push God away, because you can push his spirit away. Right. Oh yeah, I've seen it many times. I heard Brother Russell McDonald. You may not agree with this. Amen. But I tell you, it's in the word of God. Russell McDonald said he was talking to a fellow one time. Amen. Witnessing to him about the Lord. And he said the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, leave that man alone. Amen. I have withdrawn my spirit from him. Amen. I don't believe that's probably something that happens real often. But if you don't watch out, you can turn God away so much.
Come on.
You can turn a deaf ear to the Spirit of God and tell him you don't need him so many times that God will withdraw his spirit from you. I don't know about you, but I want his spirit in my house. Hallelujah. Amen. I gotta watch out. I'm gonna get to my text here. Amen. Quench not the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Lord will help me here today for a few minutes longer. I'd like to preach on that's no way to treat a friend. That's no way to treat a friend. Hallelujah. Amen. God seeks to woo men. The first man that God ever made, you know what he did? He walked with God in the cool of the day.
Right.
Hallelujah. And you know what happened, Brother Tommy, when Adam got into sin and he took of that fruit that God told him not to. Amen. You know the first thing that happens, amen, when you shun the Spirit of God and you do what you know you're not supposed to do, the first thing that happens, you draw away from the closeness of God. Amen. Adam walked in the presence of God. Adam got up in the morning and he couldn't wait to talk to God. Adam got up in the morning, he couldn't wait to be in the very presence of God. But when he sinned, amen, he shunned God.
Right.
And he shunned the presence of God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's no way to treat a friend. Great God in him. Amen. Let me tell you something here. The facts are unshakable. Listen to here. Amen. They come, amen, in a set of volume. Oh, yes. God deals with men, amen, in the book of God. I want you to notice this. I don't have time to get into all this. I got a lot I got to get to. But God deals with men from his book. And I like what Brother Kevin Lloyd said last night. Every subject that God touches, amen, it is supreme on. If God speaks on the marriage, then it's more supreme than any marriage book you can check out at a library.
All right.
If God speaks on the manner of salvation, then it's greater than anything Benny Hinn says. Come on now. Amen. When God speaks on a subject, it is supreme.
Right.
And nothing gets any higher than that. Amen. God deals with men on the book of God, which is the Bible. Amen. It is the infallible word of God. God deals with men on the book of nature, if you will. Amen. The universe is set up because of God. Brother Tommy taught a masterpiece one time. Amen. On the universe. Did you know if the sun was 1 degree further, amen, from us, we would freeze to death. If the sun was 1 degree closer to us, we would burn up. But the sun is in the only place that it could be for life to be inhabited upon earth. That just didn't happen by chance. It is the book of the universe. God set everything in place. He put the axis upon the earth and he spun the globe and he said, keep going until I tell you otherwise. Amen. Great God. And then there is a book of nature. Amen. How God deals with man. And I don't know about you, but I don't want God to withdraw his hand, amen, of mercy from my spirit. The day I die, Brother George, I tell you what, I want to be hearing and talking to him. Glory to God. Hey, amen. But there's so many people in today's generation. There's so many people in today's society. Amen. That they push back the presence of God. They push back the Spirit of God. And I come to tell us that's no way to treat a friend. Hey man, I don't want to get the cart before the horse. I preached some time back about old Samson. But did you know Samson, amen, got to the place where he thought he didn't need the Spirit of God. Every time Samson, amen, would go to do something, the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he slew a bear. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he could slay the lion. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he could carry iron gates to the top of the mountain. But Samson got to the place in his life where the Bible said that he wist not that the presence of the Lord wasn't with him. And let me tell you something, amen, that's a sad day when we don't have his Spirit upon us. Why? Amen. I got seven short reasons that I'm getting ready to give you that'll cause the Spirit of God to withdraw from man. Amen. Oh, amen. God help us to never, amen, great God in heaven, shun the Spirit of God. All right. The first one I'd like to talk to us about, amen, what can cause the Spirit of God to be quenched in my life? Amen. You can, amen, do that. Praise God, with the Holy Ghost, you can persist, amen, so long to have things your way and in your state of mind, and then you insist that black is white and white is black. Amen. When God says it's one way and you persist so much that it can be another way, you're quenching the Spirit of God. Hey, what if the Holy Ghost, amen, were to abandon us, amen, for us to believe the lies that the devil has advocated? Oh, great God, I'm afraid that a lot of us, amen, have indulged way, amen, in way too much liberal-minded ideas in these days. We are arguing that certain things are right, amen, that way down deep in our hearts we know we're wrong. Amen. Let me tell you something that will cause the Spirit of God to withdraw from you. Amen. I was raised, Brother Earl, in holiness. Amen. Come on. A lot of people were not. I come really out of a family that knew nothing about God. But what I did learn, I learned in a holiness church. Amen. And when people grow up and they say, you don't have to live like that. Amen. You can live like the world, live loose and straddle the fence, and still have the power of God. That scares me. Amen. I've heard a lot of people say, well, I ain't in a holiness church no more. I go to a different church. And Brother Tom said, I got my hair cut off. They cut it off so short. Amen. The shorter mine. Nowadays, I can wear my, amen, tight breeches, look like a reject out of a witch factory. Come on now, I can have my makeup and my earrings and deck myself out with jewelry. I can still shout like I used to shout. The only problem I have with that is that the same Spirit that used to shout you, you better pray for me. I'm going to preach a little while here today. That's the problem I have. Is it the same Spirit that you used to shout under?
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Let me tell you something. You can get to a place, Jesus, where you push the Spirit of God out of your life.
Amen.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I've been in this way long enough to know the closer you get to God, the more of this world you'll shuck off.
That's right.
You might as well say amen or own me.
Yeah.
Glory to God. The closer you get to God, amen, the further away from this world you will become. Amen. When old Lot, great God, Abraham and Lot got down there, Brother George, the Bible said that Lot got his eyes looking off on the well-watered plains of Jordan. And that was the demise of Lot. You know what happened, Brother Tom? Just another chapter or two later, we find Lot down in Sodom. We find Lot down being troubled. Let me tell you something. The Spirit of God don't lead you into Sodom. The Spirit of God, it don't lead you down in the hell holes of this old world. Oh no, but great God, He lifts us higher. He takes us to a place deeper. Amen. That's how God works. Great God, I come to tell us there's no way to treat a friend. What if the Holy Ghost were to abandon you like you have abandoned Him? Let me tell you something.
Come on.
It's Valentine's Day. Amen. Maybe I should have preached a different message. Maybe I should have preached a love message. Well, I am, believe it or not. Amen. But if you treat the Holy Ghost like you treat your companion, I wonder how close He'd be around. Come on now. You know what? If you got a strong marriage, you got to talk to that companion. Great God. There's give and take in that, amen, relationship.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is, if you want a strong relationship, hey, amen, then there's some effort that has to be put forth every single day.
Right. Come on.
Yes, you're up.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Holy Lord.
We're on the last phases of our house getting them fixed here. Good Lord willing. And so we went ahead and put a back door in because I never put a storm door in years ago. And I should have, and all that rain's beat in, Brother Tommy, through the years.
Yeah.
It kind of rotted out the bottom of the door. So I thought, well, while we're at it, we'll replace the back door and we'll get a storm door. So we found old feller's been helping me do some stuff, and he put that in the other day while I was working. And Michelle said, we got to have a doorknob. I didn't know the storm doors didn't come with a doorknob. I said, well, just go down to Home Depot and get one. That's where we got the door. Go down there and get a doorknob. She said, well, I want you to come. I worked 12 hours, Brother Tommy. Hey, man, I've been up since 5 something that morning. Got up and worked all day. I didn't feel like getting a doorknob. Everything else with it got a little aggravated. And I said, go down there and get the doorknob. Amen. And she said, I'd rather you be with me and get the doorknob. Hey, man, well, we went back and forth a few minutes. And so guess what? I left St. Mary's, wore out and tired, wanted to go home, get a shower, sit on the couch a minute. Amen. But no, I went to Home Depot and got a doorknob. You know why? Amen. She later said, amen, and I appreciate this to an extent. She said, I don't like doing nothing by myself. She said, I grew up an only child. Amen. Had my mom and dad there all the time. And I married you. Amen. I've raised her since she was 19. And I've had you ever since then. And she said, you know what? I don't like to be by myself. Hey, God. Hey, man, I come to tell us, you know what? Hey, man, need to be by yourself. Every day, we need the Holy Ghost presence walking by our side. Don't treat the Holy Ghost like you don't need Him. Don't treat the Holy Ghost like you don't desire His presence every day.
Hallelujah.
We quench the Spirit of God by our uncharitable judgments.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
When you can look at somebody and don't even know the situation and judge them harshly.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This is something right here I've done way better at since I became a pastor.
Bless Him, Lord.
You can look at somebody's situation and say, that old low-down rascal, you see what they did, and you don't even know what's behind the scenes.
That's true.
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's why I've had to preach several times through the years, and I'll throw it in right now. It's a good time to throw it in. A lot of times when issues are going on, and you think, well, the preacher ain't acting on it like he needs to, most of the time, the preacher knows more than you know.
Yeah.
Come on now. Amen? And he's got more grace, if you will. He's got more long suffering, if you will, because He knows a little bit more about it than what you know. Amen.
Come on.
And when you act out harshly and you're ready to chew down and tear down everybody and their brother over the least little thing, great God, you're quenching the Spirit of God.
All right.
Amen.
Yes.
Brother Kirk told me last night, we stand around talking before we left, and I was telling about Anthony Lester. I ain't heard him preach a lot, but I'm going to find some more. Man, God help me. I enjoyed that. Woo. But anyway, he said, man, you ought to hear me. He's telling about this one.
He said, Brother Anthony, it's just on YouTube. He said, Anthony was telling me, he said, I was going on my way to church, and I already had my message studied out, already had it, and he said, I had my message ready to go, ready to preach. He said, but I was riding down the road to church. Now, preachers don't like to do this. He said, I was on my way to church, and the Lord spoke to me and said, tell them, amen, that I'm not in the kicking out business, but I'm in the bringing in business. Thank God. Woo! And the listener said, I had no clue what to preach. He said, I fumbled around my Bible, found a few scriptures I thought fit that. And he said, I went and I preached. God's not in the kicking out business, but he's in the bringing in business. Aren't you glad of that?
Yeah.
And he said, I never knowed it, but a fella stumbled into church that night. God knows everything, church. But he said, a fella stumbled into church that night. Nobody hardly knew him. He said, I never knew him, and I never knew that his dad had just kicked him out. He had just come home from the military, and him and his dad didn't see eye to eye. His dad kicked him out and said, don't ever come home again. And he was tore up. He was hurting inside, and he come down to a church. Amen. Amen. Thank God. And God was there to meet him. Amen. And God said, your dad might have kicked you out, but I come to bring you in. Thank God in heaven. Hey, I come to kill us. God's not in the hate business. God's in the loving business. Amen. I come to tell, hey, let's learn to love one another. Let's learn, amen, to love each other. Amen. I come to church. Don't be first one, amen, to throw them off in the dumpster. Don't be the first one to throw them away in the garbage can. But love people.
Praise God.
You'll quench the Spirit of God in your life if you don't learn to love.
Come on, brother. That's right.
Woo!
Sir.
Oh, yes. Can you handle five more?
Come on.
Come on.
Amen. Thank God.
Bring it on.
Oh, yes. Doth Job fear God for naught? Amen. Ye are sure there must be some racket, some dishonest purpose involved, that no preacher would continue, great God, to preach unless he's paid. Amen. Some people get so tied up on the status of the preacher. Amen. Hey, God in heaven. I like what Mike Roberts said one time. He said some people can't even get in the church because all they think about, every time anything's brought up, and I have known people like this, anytime anything's brought up, they always say, I wonder how much that old preacher down there makes. Amen. I look at all the, hey, look at all this. Let me tell you something. And I'm not here preaching, amen, on my behalf. Amen. But you can't pay the preacher enough. Hey, he stands between heaven and between hell. He's fighting off the hordes of the Satan and the hordes of the angels of hell for your family. And you want to talk about how much does he make?
That's right. Amen. Come on.
You're going to quench the Spirit of God.
Come on.
Come on, brother.
God bless you,
Lord.
That should be the last thing we worry about in the church.
That's right.
Sir.
Woo! At least in holy churches.
Come on, man.
I don't know any pastors living in mansions getting rich. Woo! There are some.
Come on.
Oh, JR sent that clip to us, or Chuck one. Chuck sent that clip.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Joel
Osteen. Was it Osteen? I thought it was that other one. Had his own plane. The guy had his own plane.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. I can't think of his name right off. He's a modern day guy.
Copeland.
Ken Copeland. Ken Copeland. They took that guy up so much money, he bought his own air jet plane. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he said, God's anointed me. He said, I shouldn't have to fly with them old devils on a regular airplane. Hey, they call them devils now. I wonder how many of them people on that plane was actually Christians. I wonder how many of them people on that plane actually knew the Lord. And he said he thought he was so high, he didn't have to fly with them old devils, that God would give him a plane that could fly his own self around, had his own pilot, lived in a mansion somewhere. Amen. Now, got somebody like that, you might bring up a little bit of fuss about. Hey, come on now. But when you got a preacher that's working himself to death,
come on.
Amen, doing everything he can to keep the church house doors open, amen, here with the sword of the Lord in his hand fighting off hell, that we can have revival, that our kids can feel the presence of God, that our kids, what no one is like, to have a Holy Ghost meeting. You better stand in that man's corner.
Woo. Yes.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Yes.
Holy, holy.
My charitable judgments.
Thank you, Lord.
You better love that preacher.
Sir.
Well, I ain't going to get through all these right now. I can see.
Bless you.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. You better love the preacher that God's put in.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm not being mean whatsoever. And I've mentioned in the past, no preacher likes for anybody to leave the church. Amen. Even in marriage, brother. Me and Brother Earl was talking the other day. Some people get married and they run off. Well, I marry all around here, not marry all. Thank God. We've been here, Brother Tommy, from the start. No. We didn't have nothing. Some old snaggletooth boy come running around here. He better hope he's got a one-way ticket to Huntington. Nah. Come on now.
That's right.
Woo! Amen. Glory to God. Hey, unless the Lord shows me a wise, I better put that in there.
Yeah.
Woo! Come on now.
Yeah.
Hey, glory to God. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because we, amen, better back the preacher, the man of God. Amen. Hey, God doesn't bless buildings. God's for buildings. If God would give us a bigger, nicer, better church, we'd all be 100% for it. Thank God. But God blesses ministries. God blesses men. Amen. That will sacrifice and push past their own pleasures and say, God, I want a Holy Ghost meeting. I want a Holy Ghost revival. Move of God. That's what God blesses.
You're
right. Yeah. Church.
Praise God.
I have no intentions on getting on this, but I'm on it.
Come on.
Bless him.
Many churches didn't think they needed that man.
Come on.
And they kicked him on down the road.
Come on.
To find out their church falls apart.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
To find out they got a living circus around.
Come on. You're
right.
Woo. Yeah. God.
Bless him, man.
You need a man of God.
Amen.
That's right.
There ain't no way to treat a friend.
Praise be to God.
Right.
I might have to finish this up another night.
Bless him, Lord.
Hope 19 has, Brother Earl. They got the sending right in the camp.
That's right.
Yeah. They got the sending right underneath Eli's watch.
Right.
I read it there a while ago. Some of you might have noticed me reading it. I hardly ever do that. I don't like to do that. I don't like to be disrespectful. Amen, in church. But the Lord spoke to my heart sitting up there a while ago. And I searched that out, and I tried to find it, and I read several of that real quick. Amen. But Hophni and Phinehas, amen, they brought sin right into the temple of God.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. And I kind of forgot how it read, so I went over and reread it there a while ago. And the Bible said that Eli knew that his sin, that his sons were sinning.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
You remember what happened?
Come on, bro.
Eli was the man of God.
That's right.
But he stopped preaching against sin.
Yep.
Yes.
Come on.
Wow. I got 5 more points, and I can see right now we ain't going to get that far. The man of God stopped preaching against sin.
Defamation came to the house of God.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Sure did.
Well, guess what? Amen. The Bible said that Eli did. So God raised up another preacher.
Bless him, Lord.
Remember his name?
Right,
Samuel. Yeah. Samuel was in there. And he raised him, and the Lord spoke to him 2-3 times. Samuel, get up. Samuel, get up.
And he come there and said, Eli, thy servant, heareth thee. And Eli said, Samuel, I ain't calling for you. And finally, Eli said, I know what's going on here.
Yeah. God's raising up another. And he said, Samuel, the next time you hear that voice, you say, Lord, thy servant's here. Speak, Lord. Amen. So God spoke to Samuel. And he told Samuel, he said, Samuel, amen. Eli sinned. The man of God has sinned. His sons are right in the middle of the act of sin, right in the temple of God.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, I'm going to tear down his house. I want you to notice, I've never caught this before. He said, I'm going to tear down his house. Amen. And not only did he tear down right then, the house, the lineage of Eli, never sat in the priesthood again.
That's right.
Ooh. Right.
Wow. Come on, dear Lord.
Because of sin, there ain't no way to treat a friend.
Oh, God.
When the Holy Ghost comes by and deals with our heart, and the man of God is willing to stand up against sin, and the first thing some people want to do is fight against that, we ain't got to live like that. Amen. You know what happened? Amen. He took Eli down. His sons were killed in the battle. They went out shortly after that to fight the Philistines, and the Philistines come in. The Ark of God was brought in, and they heard the cry of the people, and the Philistines said, who is this? And they said, the Ark of God has come in.
and are at the, and it said, you mean the ark of God? You mean the God of Israel that led them across the Red Sea? You mean the God of Israel that rained down plagues out of heaven? And that's who we got to find. They were afraid of God. Amen. But the Philistines picked a good time to fight Israel. You know why? Because there was sin in the camp. Let me tell you something. You can't have a church in the middle of sin. You can't have a move of God in the middle of sin. Amen. Sin's got to be dealt with. We got to have a preacher that will preach against sin.
Amen.
Well, Hoffman Penny has him killed him. And the messenger came out of the battle and went and while Eli was sitting up on the throne, said, Eli, you never imagine what happened. Israel fell in battle today.
Yeah.
Hophni and Phinehas are dead, and the ark of God was taken by the Philistines.
Right.
And the Bible said that Eli fell back. Yep. Like breaking his neck. He died right there. Oh, God. Why? Because he did not deal with sin. That's no way to treat a friend.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I had much more to preach. This went different than what I thought. But I come to preach to us right here. I'm coming to an altar. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel like the Lord's been here from the start through the singing. Amen. I wish I could have done a better job preaching to you. But I feel like telling somebody right here today, you better watch how you treat the friend of the Spirit of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I sent my spirit to speak to you this day. Yea, I say, how long will you dwell in the outskirts of the shadows of the spirit? I say unto you this day, I'm calling thee to listen to my word. Yea, I say, I've called thee to be sensitive to my spirit. I say, I'll draw you closer. Thou must desire the greater things of God this day. Yay, I say, where's your hunger? Yay, I say, what do you desire? This day, seek me first. And I will add all things unto you. I say, seek me first this day. Raise your hands, church. Raise your hands. God, we reverence your spirit today, Lord. We reverence the spirit of the Holy Ghost in this house. Lord, we need your presence in this house.
Stay with me in this house, church. Stay with me. Holy Ghost, open up the Lamb of God.
Jesus. Hello. How long are you going to go by every single day doing what you want to do and never think one time about what he wants you to do?
Lord.
Well, they mean this, Brother Daniel. I'm preaching right here with the pastor's heart. When's the last time you prayed through? When's the last time you really got a burden and got you an altar and prayed through on some things? We know more about everything on social media. We know more about everything going on in the world. We know more about what the newspaper says. We know more about everything else besides you. God and God's presence and God's things. Hallelujah. Feel the Spirit of the Lord here. How you treating him? Amen. The Spirit of God doesn't give an altar call. I'm done.
Jesus.
So I'm asking you here today, how many serious enough to get up here in this altar and say, Lord, I want more. Your presence.
Jesus.
Lord, I want you to lead me and guide me. Come on, come on. Who wants to be sensitive to the Spirit of God here today? Lord, I want you to lead my family, lead my house. As for me and my household, sir. Come on, come on. Some of you need to be running to this altar. Some of you need to be begging God for a closer walk.
And bless the God.
Some of you need to be saying, oh God, I want your presence. I want your Spirit, Lord, on here today. Come on, come on, run to these altars. Ask God to help you and touch you.
Lord, every day of my life, I want the Spirit of God to move in my soul, in my mind, to direct my goings, to direct my thoughts, to direct my words.
Get back. through until I get a hold of you. I'm gonna keep believing, but until then, I'm gonna go down again. I know what I feel deep inside. I've heard your voice a thousand times, but now it seems so
change or feel.